Welcome to the Unitarian Universalist Church of Belfast. My name is Mandy Thomas, and it is a privilege to be a member of your worship arts team. This morning is Membership Sunday. We hope you will join us after the service for a special hospitality, celebrating the newest members of our beloved congregation. As a reminder, please turn off your cell phones so they do not interfere. Let us take a moment now to quiet our heads. I invite you each to close your eyes, be present in this moment, and breathe together as we prepare for worship. Our call to worship this morning are words by Bets Whitaker. As we gather together this morning, may we learn to recognize and affirm the pieces of possibility, the bits of good we bring. May we encourage rather than control, love rather than possess, enable rather than envy, allowing our individual gifts to weave a patchwork of peace. The soft, deep blue of sensitivity and understanding, the red energy of creativity, the white heat of convictions, the risky, fragile green of new growth, the golden flashes of gratitude, the warm rose of love. Each of us is indispensable if we are to minister to a broken and wounded world. Together in our gathered diversity, we form the whole. So be it. Welcome and good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay? So this morning, I'm combining opening words with Time for All Ages. So I'm going to do that by telling a story about Coyote. So one day, Coyote decided he didn't need any of the creatures around him, like rabbit and moose and birds. They were all so different and bothersome to him. Oh my, they were annoying. So he had everything he needed for himself: his songs, his flute and drum, his dancing, and his fire. So he decided to leave everyone behind and go out on his own, where he could find more peace and solitude from all the chirping birds and the annoying rabbits. As he walked away, Rabbit said, There's something over there where you're headed, and you should know about it. And Coyote just ignored him and continued on his way. That night, a strange thing happened. When Coyote stopped for the night and built his fire, he forgot all his songs. It was a very quiet night. The next morning, Coyote took his fire and started walking through a huge, muddy, weedy marsh where he met Moose. Moose said, "Coyote, if you're looking for a dry path, I can help you." Coyote ignored the moose and just struggled through the marsh on his own. And that night, exhausted, Coyote made his fire, but something strange happened again. Not only had he forgotten his songs, but he couldn't remember how to play the drums and the flute. It was eerily silent that night. During the day, the next day, Coyote found that he was so tired walking that he needed to sleep. So he sat down about to take a nap when all of these birds from the surrounding bushes started singing. Oh, how annoying, he thought, so he snarled at them to frighten them all away. And then when the birds were all gone, he decided to build his fire, but another strange thing happened. He could not remember his songs. He could not remember how to play his flute and drum. And now he could not remember how to dance. He stared into the lonely fire, thinking about how much he had lost. Then Coyote had a dream where a white buffalo woman appeared. She asked him why he was all alone, and he tried to explain. And then she said, "Coyote, don't you understand that your music and your dance and even your fire are nothing but the spirits of those creatures who are different from you? As you drove them away, they took their spirits with them. If you want your music and dance back, you must go back to your friends and accept them back into your heart." The next day, Coyote listened to the birds and then started returning on the path that he had come. And he met Moose, who showed him a dry path across the marsh. He met Rabbit, who he raced and played with on his return home. And at last, when he arrived from where he had started, Coyote made his fire. That night, Coyote remembered his songs, his flute and drumming, and his dancing. Never again did Coyote forget how easily he could lose his music and his dance and even his fire.
Thank you.
Have you ever thought of membership in this church as a kind of love story? Is there a sense of belonging, of safety, of warmth that attracts you to this community? Do you find wonder and beauty in the eyes of the person in front of you, behind you, beside you? Do you find it exciting and yet challenging at times to be with people here? Do you want to grow together, to thrive together, to learn to love each other more deeply? It is often said that we come together because we're like-minded people. On some level, that might be true, but most of us have been to enough meetings or gatherings here where we discover that the plethora of opinions are incredibly diverse and sometimes completely at odds with our own. And perhaps then opposites attract. But clichés do not adequately answer questions of belonging, of wanting to be with one another. So what does membership here really mean? What does it mean as a friend or member to belong? What is the theology of membership or of belonging that grounds us here in this faith community? When I was a teenager, I played around probably for about a year with a charismatic movement. You thought I was going to say something else, didn't you? With a charismatic movement. I'm not going to tell you about the other. I had friends who took me to a couple of churches where people actually spoke in tongues, known academically as glossolalia, or interpreted these strange languages as words from God, or had some other gift of the Spirit, as they were called. There was a part of me that wanted to belong, but there was another part of me that always questioned. I knew I could truly belong only if I had one of these gifts of the Spirit, only if I could prove myself, only if I performed. It didn't seem like anyone really cared about me, just about what God purportedly did through me. And while I could sense a kind of spiritual high at times, it was all emotionally focused. The intellect seemed to be severed from my body. It seems to me that wherever we belong, we need to be whole. So being a part of the Unitarian Universalist Church of Belfast and of this faith means to me that we strive together to be whole. And that, on an archetypal level, is a love story. Several years ago, our association's Commission on Appraisal published a work on membership titled Belonging. It says that the individual, personal, spiritual growth of each person who identifies with Unitarian Universalism and the growth of our congregations depend on deepening the theological understanding of membership and expanding the perspectives that are represented in our congregations. Individually, we are changed, transformed by our relationship with others, and at the same time, the community as a whole is changed by the presence and participation of each individual. What we have called a process of membership is a leading from superficial levels of identity and affiliation to deeper levels of commitment to true membership. Congregations, in other words, are also involved in a process of transformation. So here are those themes again: connection and transformation. But this time through a deeper understanding of membership itself. They are how wholeness comes about, how love comes about, how hope comes about, and how the sacred flourishes. Let me use compassionate communication as an example of what membership, connection, transformation, and wholeness entail. The whole point of such communication is to assure that compassion and empathy flow from one person to another. Why? So that we are more present to others. This is the kind of connection we all need. To be present is essential for individuals and communities to be whole. We talk easily about being present, but given our education culturally, it is actually something quite difficult. Empathy requires that we pay full attention to one another. It means that we let go of our own ego attachments and desires of our small self so that we are in a state of mindfulness. In a very real way, being present is a form of meditation. It is entering a spiritual space. Being present is the grounding for empathy, which is a remarkable spiritual gift that all of us possess. Being present at its deepest level is also the very foundation of what we term radical hospitality. It is what makes this a beloved community and a house of hope. Martin Buber, the existential philosopher and theologian, put it this way: in spite of all the similarities, every living situation has, like a newborn child, a new face. A new face that has never been before and will never come again. It demands of you a reaction that cannot be prepared beforehand. It demands nothing of what is past. It demands presence, responsibility. It demands you. Or to put it in Buddhist terms, don't just do something, stand there. Being present would ask us to rid our minds of past stuff, rid our minds of what it is we need to do in the next few minutes, and simply be with the person. That is to stand there. The spiritual discipline, then, is not always to do something, but simply to be. And this is what a theology of membership asks of us, whether we are already a member or invite new people to become members or we're friends. Membership has nothing to do with growing for the sake of growing. Membership has nothing to do with money. It has everything to do with a spiritual culture where care for the soul, one's own and others, is a reason for the very being of our faith community. I suggest that our ritual for recognizing and welcoming new members is meant to do what all rituals are meant to do, and that's to help reconnect and transform. In this way, it is the type of love story, a way of coming home and being whole. I end with a quote from Linda Hogan, who is a Navajo. The intention of a ceremony is to put a person back together by restructuring the human mind. This reorganization is spirit and the rest of the world. We make whole our broken off pieces of self and world. Within ourselves, we bring together the fragments of our lives in a sacred act of renewal, and we reestablish our connections with others. The ceremony is a point of return. It takes us toward the place of balance, our place in the community of all things. Blessed be, and may it be so.